Yo, welcome to Simply Bitcoin Live. We're your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We come to breaking news, culture, memetic warfare. We will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Anyways, interesting Bitcoin magazine tweet saying that Elon Musk was going to create their own, their own crap coin for Twitter. Interesting. So we're going to get into the details of that. Look, I think initially you can get away with that, but what I would like to make the case for is I think all roads eventually lead to Bitcoin, right? Because Bitcoin's, because of its decentralization, is the only one that's going to be able to resist capture by government. So if he is on a mission, right, to, you know, we've heard him say this, right? He wants to make Twitter kind of like the WeChat of the states, right? And that includes a payment platform in it. I think eventually he's just going to have no choice but to adopt something like Bitcoin. But right now, he's making it clear that he will not use Bitcoin for Twitter payments. I think eventually that's going to change. But for now, maybe Elon's going through like the whole 2017 thing, right? You know, you guys all know that meme in the beginning, right? Everyone starts off like, oh, I know everything. I'm gonna buy 50 coins and this is how much my portfolio is and whatever. And then eventually you get wrecked. And then over time you realize why it's Bitcoin only. Anyway, so we're going to talk about that as well. And then we nailed this. Okay, we absolutely hit this on the head. On Wednesday or a couple days ago, I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday's episode, we said Barry Silbert was under investigation. We had Cameron Winklevide that was basically accusing him of fraud. And then it was rumored that there was an investigation. Well, it just came out last night that the SEC is, they charged Genesis, which is the part of Barry Silbert's DCG, digital currency group, that provided the Earn product to Gemini. Well, it just came out, the news just breaking, that they charged Gemini and Genesis. Absolutely bonkers. So, of course, we have all the details. We have all the receipts. We're going to get through all that. But once again, man, Simply Bitcoin, first to the punch, bro. We nailed that, Opti. We nailed it. We called that like on Wednesday before this news came out.
Absolutely amazing. Well, before you even got into the second part of the intro, I was going to give Elon Musk, without my full take on it, just one of these. And now after the second news, I think we can give one of these as well. So this is going to be a good take. It's Friday. I feel good this morning. Shouts out to everyone out there. You know, blessed to be here another day. Blessed to have this breath and to continue to spread that Bitcoin signal. And then, of course, in the culture, we're just going to I'm going to mash up a couple tweets and a couple different ideas of why we Bitcoin. This is what the culture is about. This is what the show is about, is trying to get that Bitcoin message out there and tell people and explain to people why we Bitcoin, why we HODL, why we run the nodes. So I got some help from friends on Twitter. And then, of course, we're going to go full Opti Nico Jones on it. So I'm excited. It's a good Friday. Second week down, boys. Second week down to 52. Let's go.
Let's go. All right, everybody. Let's start the show. Let's do this.
The Bitcoin numbers
brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today. Everybody, at the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is 19,292 sats per dollar, 5,183 block height, 771,766 reachable Bitcoin nodes, 13,384 blocks to the halvening, 68,234 halving estimate, April 25th, 2024, total Lightning Network capacity, 5,226 capacity value, $101 million. Realized monetary inflation 1.76%, and the market capitalization of Bitcoin $371 billion with a B. Anyways, guys, I want to talk about the latest CPI numbers. And I saw a lot of people that were just so focused on this. Like it was just like this crazy announcement. So these are the latest numbers, right? So apparently it's 6.5%. Obviously, it looks like it's on its way down. But I just want to remind everybody, like they have a history of changing this, right? It's like kind of like moving the goalpost, right? So this is kind of the history of it, right? This is from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. As the original consumer price index began publication of separate indexes for 32 cities in 1919. It had a revision in 1940, CPI revision, the first comprehensive revision, used weights based on a 1934-1936 study of consumer expenditures. Improvements made between 1940 and 1953, revisions. It goes on to say the 1953 CPI revision, the second comprehensive revision, used weights based on a 1950 survey of consumer expenditures conducted in central cities. Another one in 1964, based weights on 1960 survey of consumer expenditures in metropolitan areas. Goes on to say improvements made between the 1964 and 1978 revisions. It says 1978 CPI revision. Right. Improvements made between 1978 and 1987 revisions, the 1987 CPI revision, the fifth comprehensive revision. And it goes on to say improvements made between 1987 and 1998 and 1998. Another one. And dude, it just happens over and over and over and over again. And like, I'll be honest with you guys, like, look at the price of things, like look at the price of living, look at real estate prices. Do you really fundamentally believe that the CPI, the consumer price index, is 6.5%? Or right, we don't know. What I'm suggesting, maybe like they're changing the revisions and they're tweaking them a little bit to make themselves look a little bit better. You know, perhaps maybe there's that. And then there's changes to CPI establishment frame 2019 to 2020. And then here's this there's this tweet by Wall Street Silver, and he took a picture, and here is Stock Talk Weekly. It says, important, today was the last CPI print that was being that will be calculated by the current methodology. February CPI print will be the first report based on a new methodology. CPI was formerly based on 2 years of consumption data. Now CPI will be based on a single year of data. Like, I wonder, like, I wonder, you know, it's interesting because when, and I call it changing the goalpost because that's what it is. Like, why is it that it only kind of skews in one direction, which is like lower inflation, lower whatever, but I think you can only do this so far before it just starts to become like straight up like propaganda at that point, right? Like, and this is just absolutely ridiculous. Look, and then if you think about like what the CPI number actually stands for, like, right? So it's like 6.5% inflation. And I would make the case that it's 6.5% theft. Right, your purchasing power, if you believe the official data. But if you look at rental prices, if you look at housing cost, if you look at the real estate prices, if you look at all of those things, it's a lot more than 6.5%, right? So this idea that for society to function and for the economy to work and whatever, you have to lose 6.5% of your purchasing power is absolutely ridiculous, right? That's the first question that I asked Jeff Booth when he came on Simply Bitcoin Live. Simply Bitcoin IRL a couple days ago. It was like about a week ago, right? I said, "Hey, I'm gonna rip off the Band-Aid, Jeff. Do you believe that inflation is necessary?" And he straight up said, "He's like, no, Nico, I do not believe that, right?" And I 100% agree with him. I think it's appropriate that maybe we show everybody what we're talking about. While I pull it up, do you what's your take on this?
All right, perfect. Yeah, cool. I am first and foremost, it's absolutely amazing that they changed how they measure CPI this month. No longer are they going to use multiple year data or 2 years of data. They're just going to use 1 year of data, because it's something we've said for a long time on this show, is that CPI is used to lie and manipulate not only the narrative, but the money supply. And as long as they can, like you said, as long as they can get people to follow these official numbers and believe that CPI inflation is under control, then they'll continue to figure out ways to kick the can down the road. And again, this is narrative war. Like, you asked the question, is this not propaganda or is it propaganda? I would say it is 100% propaganda. I mean, we know as Bitcoiners and anyone that follows the central banks as closely as we have, the dollar has been decimated since the creation of the Fed in 1913, and they can continue to sweep this under the rug because people still believe in CPI numbers. But as we've brought the receipts this morning, and as we saw this morning, they continue to rearrange how CPI is calculated. I forget what website is out there, but you can calculate the CPI numbers based on, I don't know, like old metrics of how they calculated CPI, and you can see that even via the past metrics, it's extremely high. And yet, as you said in the past, you can't hide the sticker shock. And I think everyone is feeling the fact that things are getting more expensive. I mean, we saw the meme on Twitter this week about eggs and the price of eggs, and how if you saved in eggs, it'd be a store of value in the last year or two. But I'm just going to reiterate the question that we've been asking and that Nico asked and that we're going to continue to ask. Like, why are we getting forced to use a money that steals from us? Why are the powers that be continuously trying to shape the narrative and convince us to use a money that steals from us? This is what the CPI is. It's a tool to try to convince you to use a money that is designed to steal from you. Look, guys, it's not stealing from you that much, man. Like, be okay with it, you know, accept it. It's like, no, you can opt out of this madness. You can opt into the Bitcoin standard, and your currency, your value will not get debased. 21 million Bitcoin hard cap. This is a feature, not a bug. Like, this is literally what was in the Genesis block. Like, this is what we're fighting for.
Amen to that. All right, guys. So you heard from Nico, you heard from Opti. These are takes. Let's hear from the one and only Jeff Booth, and let's see what he has to say when I asked him, hey, Jeff, do you think inflation is necessary for an economy to run? Anyways, let's check out what he has to say.
Awesome. Really, really cool. So Jeff, I'm going to rip off the Band-Aid right from the rip. And this is something that I've been debating in my head for the last 6 months, right? And frankly, the other side has either, you can call it propaganda, you can call it whatever it is, but I'm just going to ask you directly, do you believe inflation is necessary? And if not, why?
I don't believe that's true. I don't believe inflation is necessary. I think first you'd have to prove why would that be true? Why would money losing value each year be necessary for a productive economy? I know it's built. I know our economy is built that way, but I do not believe that's true at all. I think the productivity gains that humans naturally take on through finding new, better ways to solve problems would be broadly distributed to society in the best way without inflation. In other words, there'd be no theft in money. There'd be no transfer of money. It would raise some other, typically what governments like is, okay, what happens in a downturn? How do we gain more control? How do we protect people? But what they don't know, what they do by doing that is they make these bubbles bigger, and they make the inevitable collapse of the bubble bigger as well. Whereas a system is designed to fail spectacularly. That's where we are today, unfortunately.
Man,
yeah, so the other side would be.
Amen. The legendary Jeff Booth. I can't say it that way, but I really do agree. Anyways, everybody, let's check out the news.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin. All right, everybody, let's check out the news. CNBC, it broke last night. The headline for audio listeners, crypto firms Genesis and Gemini charged by SEC with selling unregistered securities. It goes on to say, and you know what's beautiful about this? And sometimes real life is more interesting than it's more interesting than a movie, right? This came out the same day that El Salvador announced, or at least we reported that El Salvador, the Bitcoin office of El Salvador, announced basically the historic securities law that would make everything else a security in El Salvador, and except for Bitcoin. It's the same. It's funny how those things happen, right? Anyways, goes on to say the SEC on Thursday charged crypto firms Genesis and Gemini with allegedly selling unregistered securities in connection with a high yield product offered to depositors. Gemini Crypto Exchange and Genesis Crypto Lender partnered in February 2021 on a Gemini product called Earn, which touted yields of up to 8% for customers. According to the SEC, Genesis loaned Gemini users crypto and sent a portion of the profits back to Gemini, which then deducted an agent fee, sometimes over 4%, and returned the remaining profit to its users. Genesis should have registered that product as a securities offering, SEC officials said in a complaint filed in Manhattan federal court. Today's charges build on previous actions to make clear to the marketplace and the investing public that crypto lending platforms and other intermediaries need to comply with their time-tested securities laws. Gemini Earn products supported by Genesis lending activities met the SEC definition by including both an investment contract and note, SEC officials said. Those two features are part of how the SEC assesses whether an offering is a security. Now, the silver lining to this, like the awesome part about this, is that now it sets a precedent. So now if any of these shitcoin exchanges offer a yield product, which I think is an absolutely terrible idea, and I think it's always going to end in disaster, specifically when the there's a market downturn, now they're going to be thinking a little bit more, right? It's like, man, you know, I don't want the SEC, you know, knocking on my door. Anyways, SEC says the Earn program netted the company's billions of dollars in crypto assets. The agency is seeking permanent injunctive relief, disgorgement, and civil penalties against both Genesis and Gemini, and noted that investigations into other securities laws and violations into other entities and persons relating to the alleged misconduct are ongoing. The two firms have been engaged in a high-profile battle over $900 million in customer assets that Gemini entrusted to Genesis as part of the Earn program, which was shuttered this week. Genesis suspended withdrawals after the failure of FTX in November caused a rush for the exits across the crypto universe, and the firm has yet to allow Earn customers to pull their funds. The U.S. retail investors who participated in the Gemini Earn program have suffered significant harm, the SEC complaint read. More than 340,000 investors have been affected by the freeze. In the first 3 months of 2022, Gemini made around $2.7 million in agent fees off Earn. The SEC complaint alleges Genesis would use Gemini users' assets for institutional lending or collateral for Genesis' own borrowing, the agency said. So, dude, like, oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Winklevi under pressure, bro. The Winklevi under pressure. But I mean, hey, you know, play with shitcoins. You expect shitcoin results. I think yield is part of that whole shitcoin, you know, type of thinking, bro. Bitcoin historically doesn't mean that it's going to have, you know, of course, you know, there's a law of diminishing returns, etc. But, you know, historically had 250% return, right, over, you know, the last decade or so, right, give or take. Something has 200, let's say it does a fraction of that moving forward. Let's say it does, super conservative, let's say it does 30% or 40%, right? Super on the conservative end, right? And what, you're seeking 2 to 5% yield? Like, but you're giving up your keys in the process. Like, is that really worth it to you? Is that really worth it to you? Look, I think I'm just not a fan of you know, government and regulation, the government stepping in, because that kind of creates this like, oh, it's the government that could, you know, solves all these problems, where, you know, simply Bitcoin, it comes from the angle of personal responsibility. Like, you know, if you took personal responsibility, you really knew what you were doing, you wouldn't be using Earn, you wouldn't be using Yield, right? Why does the government have to make those decisions for people, right? I'm kind of not a fan of that, right? But at the same time, you know, dude, like, this was a security. They were promising Yield. I don't think that they effectively disclosed people the risks of this. I think a lot of people saw, because, you know, Gemini has accumulated this reputation of being one of the safest crypto exchanges, right? They, you know, they tout out all their security methods and, you know, all these like very big words that a lot of people don't understand. And that creates a lot of user confidence, right? So if on the Gemini platform with a slick user interface, it's saying, hey, you know, we can provide you this yield, people see that as risk-free. And I think this is why, you know, there is a bit of justice here, right? When the SEC is charging them, hey, you were selling securities, you have to be held accountable. And I think the long-term consequence of this is other exchanges, at least in the United States, are going to think once, twice, three times before offering a similar product, because they know that they could potentially get into a regulatory nightmare, right? So anyways, really interesting. I just want to say, Opti, we nailed this, bro. We called this on Wednesday, dude. We called this on Wednesday before it was official. And it's funny how Cameron Winklevi is like trying to move on the blame, and he's blaming Barry Silbert, even though it was him that decided to add that service onto his platform. So I think that's really funny. A little bit of justice here, I think. I don't know, Opti, what do you think?
Well, first, before we go on, shout out to Mike Denver, super chat, $2 Canadian. Inflation is theft. Let's go. Stop the show for the super chat. I mean, I'm just going to really double down on what you said. Like, stop chasing yield, guys. Stop chasing yield out there. Do not give up 100% of your Bitcoin to chase a 2 or 8% yield on that Bitcoin. Bitcoin does the heavy lifting. We say it all the time. Stay humble, stack sats. And by staying humble, we don't mean not telling people about Bitcoin, not being proud of being a Bitcoin. We mean do not overexert yourself. Do not overleverage yourself. Bitcoin will go up in time. Get better, get more skills, get more cash flow. You do not want to play stupid games, or you will win stupid prizes. And I mean, just to that point of like the Winklevi and the whole Barry Silbert saga, it's very interesting that Bitcoiners, you know, us and our friends out there, we always talk about Bitcoin as being responsibility go up money and freedom go up technology in the same way. But it's very interesting that these shitcoin casinos, once things start going bad a little bit, they start trying to find people to blame. And it's just a totally different ethos than most Bitcoiners that I come across with. It's like, look, take your money into self-custody. As Nico asks all the time, why are you still trusting someone with your money? Chasing yield on your Bitcoin is the same game. It's just an even dumber leverage play. And so, hey, again, we don't like to see the shit coins get wrecked by regulation or by the government. We are free market maxis, but hey, don't, you know, there are laws in the US, and don't sell securities and then try to say that they're not. So, you know, again, second time I'm going to say this in this bit, play stupid games, win stupid prizes, stay Bitcoin only, and you can avoid this fate.
Hey, so it looks like we got Amen Opti. Saint Opti, always on fire. Opti, I think we need to come up with the soundboard effect every time we get a super chat. Let's hit the there is no second best.
Okay.
There is no second best.
Maybe I could get some I'll get some coins falling sound
ooh,
or something.
Ooh, I like that. Okay. Mike Denver, appreciate it, bro. He says, inflation is theft. Amen. I completely agree. Inflation is theft. All right, everybody. So let's move on to the big news today. On the signal to noise scale, I would say this is like a 5 out of 10. But I think that if you talk about the, you zoom out and you look at the whole picture, I think it tells a much bigger story, right? So first, this is a tweet by Bitcoin Magazine, January 11th. It says, Twitter to introduce its own virtual coin for in-app awards and tips. Elon should just use Bitcoin. And we said a couple months ago, we said that it was an inevitability that Bitcoin, that Elon, if he's actually truthful about what he's trying to do with Twitter, we made the case that he has no option but to use something like Bitcoin. And the reason for that is anything that is not sufficiently decentralized will be co-opted by government. One of PayPal's original missions, right? This is an article by VentureBeat for audio listeners. One of PayPal's original visions, right, is I'll read it to you. This was PayPal's first CEO. This is a quote. He says, Bitcoin is fulfilling PayPal's original vision to create, quote, the new world currency. Remember, we know that Elon was a co-founder of PayPal. It says, we actually had t-shirts printed in 1999 with that mission statement. We believe that. If we can get enough people to participate, money would never need to leave the system. PayPal could become the database of money. When we got acquired by eBay, that project kind of stopped. But cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are now fulfilling that original vision. Now, remember what happened with Facebook, right? Facebook had that same thought, right? That Facebook had, like, you know, Zuck was super enthusiastic. They called it Libra, right? And then I think it changed names. I think it changed the branding of the name. And then he got caught up to Congress and it was a disaster and it just got nipped in the butt. PayPal, right? What happened over time with PayPal? It slowly became something that its original vision was for. And why is that? Like, did PayPal want to become that way? Did Libra, like, whatever? No. So the government was never going to allow the private sector to compete for money. They want to be the last stop shop for issuing money. So remember that quote from Hayek. Remember what he said. It can't use violence. We need to find a sly roundabout way. The sly roundabout way is Bitcoin. It's Bitcoin because it's decentralized. Remember one of Satoshi's quotes, right? Governments are really good at shutting down centralized entities, but decentralized entities seem to be holding their own. I'm paraphrasing. So if Elon is very serious about this Twitter thing, he's going to have to build it on something decentralized. We know now, right? Since Ethereum migrated to proof of stake, right? 60 to 70% of Ethereum validators are actively censoring for a branch of the U.S. government, specifically the U.S. Treasury, Office of Foreign Asset Control, right? If it's not decentralized, it will be co-opted. It's inevitable, right? So this whole thing, payments and whatever, guess what? Doesn't solve anything. If you're in Nigeria and you want to really receive money from the U.S., try doing it. Try doing it with the legacy financial system. What? So Elon's like, okay, no, I'm going to do it with Twitter. Why do you think it's so difficult in the legacy financial system? Do you think it's because of the lack of innovation? No, it's because of the regulatory red tape, right? So yeah, fine. You know, he says, hey, I'm not going to use Bitcoin for Twitter. I'm going to create my own shitcoin and everyone's going to pay it in their own shitcoin and kumbaya and this and this and that. But fine, he might get away with it for a little bit, but over time, slow creep of regulation, control, censorship. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when, right? It's inevitable. It will be co-opted. And if he actually wants to build something that isn't co-optable, right? Has to be decentralized. It has to be a protocol, right? We're learning this with Noster, right? I think it was BTC Cause that said it the other day. It's like, you can't ban someone off Noster. That's the point, right? That's the point. right? As long as there is a you know, I've said this about money. I say this about platforms. As long as there's an elite that get to pick and choose, play God, really. Who's entitled to say what? Who's not entitled to say what? Who's entitled to transact? Who's not entitled to transact? That person in that position will inevitably be co-opted by power, and they will use that power to maintain in that position of power, right? Meaning they will censor their political opponents in that situation, right? So it's an inevitability. Look, the founding fathers realized in the United States, like, there's a reason that freedom of speech is the way it is. And they specifically said, hey, let's get government out of freedom of speech, because they realized that as soon as you get government involved, government uses that law in order to protect themselves, right? So what's the other alternative? The other alternative is let the free market decide. Let people take personal responsibility and decide what idea is okay, what idea isn't okay. And I think Elon hasn't seen it. Maybe he doesn't see it. But, you know, this is why I'm bullish on Bitcoin entrepreneurs, Bitcoin builders. This is why I'm bullish on Noster. This is why I'm bullish on, you know, Jack Dorsey, that I think Jack Dorsey fully understands what it is I'm talking about because of his experience at Twitter. He realized that as long as human beings have these leverages of power that they could flip on and off, it's just a human condition. It's inevitable that they will use those leverages of power in order to protect their own moat. Do you blame people? No, it's human nature. Like, it's not something whatever. It's like the idea is to build something that is, look, Bitcoin is the perfect representation of what it is I'm talking about, right? Try changing Bitcoin. Go ahead. Try it. Extremely difficult by design, right? Try censoring someone's transaction. Try it. Extremely difficult by design. Now, you can make the same argument that people are making against freedom of speech, saying that is dangerous what you're saying. The argument that I'm making is, it's more dangerous, I believe, to have an elite group of people dictating that in the first place. I believe that's more dangerous than the choice freedom. There are trade-offs to both. Nothing is perfect, but I believe the open systems, the decentralized system, that is a better alternative than to whatever the fuck they have, because it's just been a disaster. Look at the censorship. Look at that stuff. And I think going back to the announcement of Elon launching a shitcoin for their for Twitter, bro, what makes you think you're not going to run into the same problems? How does that make sense? That doesn't make absolutely no sense, right? So, you know, maybe he didn't learn his lesson enough with PayPal. Maybe he's launching too many rockets. I don't know. Maybe he's tweeting too much. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on in that man's head. But this humble pleb, that's my opinion there. This is from the simple YouTube channel making videos on Bitcoin. Anyways, some super chats. Opti, sound effects, please.
There is no second best.
Wait, which Carl- one? Carl Eric Johansson says, I think Elon Musk should give rewards in Bitcoin. I absolutely agree with you, bro. You're spot on. Bro Baby says, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Says, let's up the difficulty. Opti, sound effects, bro. You missed it. Thank you, sir. He says, let's up the difficulty on the predictions. How long will the tweet coin last before it is dumped? I'm not going to give it very long, dude. I think it's like just like, oh, man, it's so stupid. Opti, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts? I still like, I can't believe that a man that lands rockets can't. You know what it is? For you to understand Bitcoin, you need to have humility. You need to understand that maybe sometimes you don't know what's best. Right. And I think a lot, some, you know, it's perhaps some people can't make that final. What are your thoughts, Opti? I don't know what to say, dude.
Well, I mean, obviously, I'm going to echo what you said, but also I think this is kind of also a story about Elon listening to the wrong advice. I'm not sure who his close advisors are or what have you, but like we're saying, you know, he is a businessman. He seems, I'm going to give him at first, this first take, the benefit of the doubt that maybe he is doing all this in good faith. Obviously, that's kind of a stretch, but I think this is, you know, as smart as Elon may be, you know, he does shoot rockets, but he may, on the same vein, be a computer illiterate. He doesn't understand what's going on with Bitcoin. Obviously, you know, he doesn't have the best advisors out there telling him about what's actually happening in the space. I mean, we know he's a doggy coin enthusiast, which in my opinion was kind of for the lulz, but you know, maybe he was actually shilling doggy coin with seriousness. But to the point of, if Elon is really in the fight for free speech, then he needs to push Bitcoin. He needs to push self-custody. He needs to push, you know, the cold card seed signer, Jade, Blue Wallet, Green Wallet, Breeze, Phoenix, Zeus. I'm blanking on some of my favorite wallets right now. But this is what he needs to do if he's actually about what he says he is doing. And, you know, now to take the flip side of that conversation and go down maybe a little darker path, he did say that he wants to create or turn Twitter into the WeChat of the West. And maybe us freedom-minded Bitcoiners kind of took that as, you know, a beneficial thing, but maybe this is his attempt to try to make a Twitter CBDC coin. You know, maybe he does want to co-opt that narrative. Maybe he does want a money that is co-optable. And this is, you know, this is what a shitcoin is, because we know as Bitcoiners that the only truly decentralized money, the only money that is censorship resistant in the world, the only thing that can fight the debasement of value of your value is Bitcoin. And again, if he's really about the words that he's saying, if he's really about freedom of speech platforms, then it will be an inevitability that Bitcoin becomes that money. It shouldn't be too difficult for him to, you know, instill, to code up Lightning and Bitcoin on the platform. But again, he's obviously not listening to the Bitcoin maxis out there. Who knows if he's not listening to Jack out there, but, again, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head at the very end, where it's about humbling yourself. Like, Bitcoin humbles us all. And if you're really about what you say you're about, well, then you will have to bend the knee to Bitcoin. So, you know, on the surface, this is obviously a fail. Hold on. We got a big fail. Would love to have seen Twitter go full Bitcoin, but hey, can't expect so much from people, apparently. But, you know, shouts out to Noster, because they already have it instilled right now. I've been seeing my friends like, yo, it feels weird coming back to Twitter and you can't send Lightning tips. Like, what is going on? Anyways, we got another tip, Nico. We got another tip over here. Oh. Shouts out to Donnie G, super sticker, $2 US, Shiba dog shaking his body from left to right, surrounded by red hearts. I don't know what that means, but let's go.
Let's go. Exactly. Let's go. Anyways, everybody, let's get to the culture. We have a lot to talk about.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack, with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, everybody. I want to tell you guys about BitBlockBoom. It's going to be the biggest Bitcoin. No, it's going to. Yes, it is. It is. It is. It is. It, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's going to be the biggest one. The biggest Bitcoin conference in Texas. Check it out. It's August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 2023. It's not a shitcoin NFT or blockchain event. They talk about Bitcoin and more Bitcoin. It's actually the conference that me and Opti first met each other in the flesh. It's very special. It's one of my favorite Bitcoin conferences in the US. Definitely don't want to miss it. Go check out BitBlockBoom. You could take advantage of the promo code SimplyBitcoin, all caps. Get a big discount on your BitBlockBoom tickets.
Let's go, guys. All right. So this is the culture. We are Bitcoiners. And again, I am doing my best to, in the culture segment, try to explain from every angle I can why we Bitcoin. And I saw this Twitter thread yesterday, or actually it's kind of a post, and I just kind of want to cover it. And I will add my two sats and I'll get some people's conversation or comments as well. So shouts out to BitDads. Hey, it's BitDads. And he goes, I Bitcoin because I believe in a brighter future for my daughter. I Bitcoin regardless of price. I Bitcoin because I don't trust my government. And then he ends it, I Bitcoin space. And we got some friends over here. Shouts out to Base Money Tech, one of our Simply Bitcoin writers. Absolutely love his energy. And he goes, I Bitcoin because I'm able to run the monetary policy I prefer, because I can self-custody my sats, and because I can verify the supply of sats. In other words, because I prefer to operate in a just and equitable and accountable world. And then he goes on, can you decide your monetary policy? Yes, freedom prevails. Can you change monetary policy of others? No, private property prevails. Can you self-custody your money? Yes, liberty prevails. Can you print money at no cost? No, equality prevails. Can you verify the money supply? Yes, accountability prevails. This is why we Bitcoin. And to add a few more before I go on a little bit, shouts out to Fight for Freedom. I Bitcoin because I believe in the separation of money and state, and I want a world of financial freedom and equality for my kids. Bitcoin has the best chance of delivering that. I Bitcoin because it gives me hope. I Bitcoin forever. I Bitcoin because number go up, and because it is FU money. And just to add on this, I Bitcoin for a better future. I Bitcoin not only for a better future for myself, but for my family, for my hopeful future children out there. And then also, we as Bitcoiners are compassionate. We do Bitcoin for a better world. But on that same vein, as Eric Kayson puts here, it's kind of this idea that I covered in the past last year, at the very end of last year, you know, don't just Bitcoin for other people. Don't just Bitcoin for this idea that you are building a better world. Acknowledge your enlightened self-interest. Bitcoin for yourself. Bitcoin so that you can save your value, your labor, and your time going into the future, because you can't save in paper money. You can't save in an IOU, a debt-based IOU that is paper currency. Save for your future. Save for future you. Bitcoin for your future self. Don't do this whole like, oh, I Bitcoin for other people. And I really like how Eric Kayson put this here. Bitcoin is not for other people. It is for you alone. Just like how saving your soul is your job alone. You are not responsible for anyone else getting it. Just yourself. Through your own desire and demand to understand Bitcoin, you will change the world just by being yourself. And this is something I say all the time in our Twitter spaces. Be a shining example of being a Bitcoiner. Live a good life and other people will want what you have. And then you tell them, it's because of Bitcoin. I Bitcoin to live a good life. I Bitcoin to opt out of the rat race and opt into the most equitable, most inclusive money in the world that no one can shut off, that can't get debased, that no rat out there, no high-level parasite, no unproductive class member can steal from me and my family anymore. And this is why I go so hard every single day to try to stay as positive as possible, to ensure that more people understand that Bitcoin is hope, Bitcoin is life, Bitcoin is natural law money, Bitcoin is freedom money, Bitcoin is FU money, all these memes that we talk about all the time. And I was reminded when I was thinking of this morning, of this article that Svetsky put out, The Remnant Returns, Bitcoin is Right. And I'm not going to cover the whole thing. I covered it last year at the very end of the year. But I highlighted a few points that I absolutely love, and I think they're worth reiterating. I'm in Bitcoin because it's the best thing I can do for me and my family, and it's what any self-respecting individual would do. A dignified individual would not degrade themselves to the level of a modern serf by trading the product of their blood, sweat, and time and tears for digital monopoly money issued by parasites. And now you can add that on to what we covered in the news segment. This is why we Bitcoin, guys. Again, you know, take your religious views aside. This is the metaphor of this idea is what we are talking about. Bitcoin is the come to Jesus moment for all of humanity. Bitcoin is the long-term cure for a cancerous civilization that is eating itself alive. Every short-term opium hit that was injected to help obfuscate reality has led us down this path step by step. We have weakened the corpus of humanity through this short-termism, and Bitcoin changes this, and we will see it wreak havoc in the immediate future, but in exchange for a much brighter, fairer, and truer long-term future. And this is why I Bitcoin, because I understand that by opting out of the madness, by taking out my time, my effort, and saving in Bitcoin, I am defunding the money printer. I am defunding perpetual war, and I am building on a better standard. Nico played the Jeff Booth clip in the beginning, and if you haven't seen that IRL, there's a very, very awesome point in that conversation where Jeff Booth mentioned we have the opportunity to build on a better system. We can put all our time and energy into the Bitcoin standard and build on a better world. Like this is why I Bitcoin, because I am building on a strong foundation. I am building on what I want to build on and what I think is a fair, more equitable world, a more just world. And this is what I want to see in the world. This is why I personally am in Bitcoin, because I believe in personal freedom. I believe in personal responsibility. And as Alex Walsh put here on Twitter, he goes, Bitcoin is the single practical solution for absolute freedom. Simple as that. Bitcoin is a freedom tool. I've been this person that I am really bad with authority. I hate when people tell me what to do. And now I have a money that no one can tell me what to do with it. I can send it anywhere. I can save with it. I can put a brain wallet in my brain. I can go everywhere and anywhere with it. And I can transact with anyone around the world in roughly 10 minutes. This is why I Bitcoin. Yes, I love this, Elaine. Bitcoin is a moral money. Do not support war. This is why I Bitcoin, because you are taking back your life. You're taking back your energy. And you, in that same moment, are building connections with other humans out there. This is a human movement. This is about good versus evil, in my opinion. And what system do you want to partake in? One that is built on war, or one that is built on freedom and permissionless money, one that people choose freely to transact with? And I love how Morgan Rashad put this. Money doesn't make your life meaningful. Connections does. Money is one tool to foster connection. It is certainly not the only tool. Well, if you take this and you extend this idea, just base and compare fiat money and Bitcoin, and what tool do you think is going to foster more connections, more fulfilling life than Bitcoin? You're going to interact with people that are like-minded, that view the world the same as you, and there is no distortion in the middle, which is the fiat system, which is the Federal Reserve, which is the central planners. This is why I Bitcoin. I Bitcoin for myself and my family and my future self. But I also understand that in that process, by me becoming the person that I can fully become, by me unlocking my full potential, I will usher in a better world. And the more individuals out there realize this, the more the world will become a brighter orange world. So I Bitcoin for freedom. I Bitcoin for myself. I Bitcoin for my family. I Bitcoin for my future. I Bitcoin because I love my future self. And I am taking this personal responsibility. I am putting this on my back. And so today, it's Friday, it's the weekend. Ask yourself why you Bitcoin. And let's get back on the mission, guys. Ride Orange mission, the race to avoid the war, as we say all the time. Get more people Bitcoining, get more people taking Bitcoin into self-custody. This is the way. Give attention to the wallets that you like to use. Get people using the tools. This is why I Bitcoin. I hope you self-reflect on why you Bitcoin on this Friday. So shouts out to our friends out there. Bitcoin for yourself. Enlightened self-interest. It is not selfishness. You are ushering in a better world by being a Bitcoiner. Now believe in your clarity and spread the orange signal. Anyways, Nico, what are you thinking?
Amen. Amen to that. All right. So give a shout out to some of these comments by Super Chat. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Donnie. Shiba, dog shaking his body from left to right, surrounded by red hearts. Absolutely hilarious. Next one by Johnny. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate the love. You guys rock. Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it, Johnny. Thanks, man. Yeah. Opti, you know, dude, like you're embodying the Saint Opti. That you know, your nickname, man, you're preaching the gospel. You're saying, what's that thing that you always say, dude? That's literally reminded me when you were doing your bit, right? Which is sound mind, sound body, something like that. How's it go?
Mind, fit body. Be a shining example of being a good human.
Yeah,
this is what the mission is.
This is what the mission is, right? It's more about, you know,
it's really, once you move to a Bitcoin standard, just whatever, all of a sudden you start looking, you start having a longer time preference, right? You start thinking about things differently. It's crazy what happens when you adopt a deflationary mindset, right? Which is, you save, your purchasing power increases over time. And then of course, because it increases over time, it opens opportunities in your future versus the inflationary mindset, which is a lot of what a lot of people, they're currently on that operating system, right? Which is constantly have to work harder. You constantly have to, you know, bust your ass because your money's just losing value. And it actually incentivizes you to spend because you know that you won't be able to buy as much later. Like, dude, the whole Keynesian type of thinking, it is like, it blows my mind that this is even still a thing. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous. We were talking about the inflation bit in the very beginning. Blows my mind that somehow these people, the government, the state, have convinced us that we have to use a money that loses value. Like, blows my mind that, you know, we live in that reality. Anyways, everybody, let's check out the meme review.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom. Look what I found. This isn't my meme review score, but I found my Kaboom Racks little stress ball on my desk since I'm upstairs today. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. This is the meme review. This is your favorite time of the show. Again, we say it all the time. Tweets are the bullets. Memes are the artillery. We are in the information war. You guys are the frontline soldiers. And take it upon yourself as an individual to spread the mission, spread the signal. Shouts out to Becca, as she said right here. Absolutely love it. She goes, get on the Opti mission, change your time preference, and change your life. This is the way, guys. There is one simple way to change your life. It is discipline yourself and stack sats. And in that process, in that hero's journey, you will start to live a better life. Don't just trust me. Do the process yourself. Anyways, I thought it was very fitting. Shouts out to our boy Maxi's Club. Again, I say it all the time. I love your memes. I love your artistic endeavors. I think you're killing it out there. And he goes, 273 Bit Legion or Bit Legion. Bit religion, bit legion. Anyways, I've said this before. Guys, you know what you really need to do before I cover the meme? You need to be, and again, this is me, this is a joke-ish, kind of. You need to be like those Mormons that go door to door expressing your love for the Lord, expressing your love for Bitcoin. This is what you need to do. Are you religious?
No.
Me, we got a Pepe the Frog that it looks like a Mormon, and his book is The Bitcoin Standard. Have you bowed down to the Bitcoin Standard? Oh, hello, Yellow. Wait, is this a fake Yellow? Is this a shitcoin version of Yellow? Because I saw him in the chat. All right, next one. Shouts out to the BTC Therapist on Twitter. And he goes, pump it up. Hashtag BTC. And we got Bitcoiners. And we got the Bitcoin price. And we got, wow, how am I blanking on the office guy's name? I'm completely blanking on his name right now. But he's doing the cringe face from 69K to 15K. We're just cringing. We're in pain. We're trying to hide our tears. And then right now, from 15K to 19K. Oh, wow. What is going on? We're popping out here, boys. Let's go. And girls. Shouts out to the Bitcoin price. I know you guys are watching it. We are pumping. And so on this vein, of course, I have to get stupidly bullish, bulltarded, as I like to say. Shouts out to RDBTC. And he goes, bears in disbelief. And we got the classic Simpsons meme where, you know, what's it? Moe's kicking out. Dude, I'm so bad with names. Anyways, we got a bear kicking out the Bitcoin from the bar, and the bear thinks he did his job. And then what do you know? Bitcoin sneaks up behind the bear. Shouts out to everyone that is still bearish.
Couldn't be me. Can't relate. Anyways, the next one is at ToxiCat27. Shout out to ToxiCat. He goes, Bitcoin only, stay out of the crypto bag holder. Bitcoin only, stay out of the crypto bag holders. And we have what is this one? Dude, how come I don't remember any movie name this morning? Is it The Incredibles? I think it's The Incredibles. Anyways, you gotta
drink more coffee, bro.
It's, dude,
you're not on your A game right now.
I am dumping useless movies out of my brain, apparently. Anyway, in Bitcoin, your signal completely transparent. In crypto, you're the sell signal. In Bitcoin, you're the signal. And in crypto, you're the sell signal. Again, we're doubling down on this. We covered it in the news. So this next one, shout out to Katoshi Miyamoto, a.k.a. Bip End of Fiat. And he goes, the prophecy. Shout out to Yellow. Look at that pump. The prophecy is real. Let's go. You already know.
Don't stop believing.
The prophecy was real. Almost like Yellow has some secret insider information. And is this,
dude, I have a theory. I have a theory. Okay. I have a theory. I'm breaking it here. I'm going full screen.
Wow. Okay.
Yellow is Satoshi Nakamoto and he's just trolling all of us.
Dang, yo.
That's how he knows everything.
Amazing. Breaking news. Okay, last meme. Did I tell you guys to drop your meme review score in the chat? I don't remember, but drop it now before I finish and before we cover our scores so that we can read them live. Anyways, this last meme is by @memingbitcoin. I really love this. Not only is it beautiful artistry, it's a beautiful piece of art, but Bitcoin is the Merkle tree of life. I absolutely love it. If you know about the tree of life, it's the, you know, not to get hippy dippy, but the building blocks of all the world, of all the universe. And now we have the Bitcoin Merkle tree of life. Okay. All right, so my meme review score for today. Wait, hold on. You know what we're going to do, Nico? Let me see if I have this in here. One second. Do I have... Oh, wrong drum roll. Sorry. I thought that was the other drum roll.
I'm going to give it a score while you figure it out.
I don't have it.
In the mail. It is Citadel 21, Volume 14.
Boom. Ooh, that's purdy.
Yeah. So this is my score.
Bitcoin Zen Leota there. I like that. Okay. So my family knows me as the crazy Bitcoiner. And one of the troll gifts that I got this Christmas was from my sister. And she got me like 100 pack of Bitcoin related stickers. I don't know where she found these, but now I have meme review scores for ages. So my first one, considering we are pumping past 19K, is the sticker of the Bitcoin logo dabbing on the moon. You already know. Let's go. Okay, so we do have some meme review scores in here. Let me go up real quick. Okay, let's go.
Wait, Opti, no, not let's go. While everyone gets those ready.
Oh, yeah. Check it out. I got the clothing hat on. Sponsor.
Yeah, you
I
see?
I got the shirt
Opti
on.
Is wearing the Simply Bitcoin merch. By the way, guys, we gave you a warning. The hoodies are basically sold out, right? The small, medium, large of the black and the camo hoodies, it's sold out. The t-shirts are still available. The hats are still available. You got to get this stuff while it's hot because there is a cap supply. It's a limited drop. Get your Simply Bitcoin merch. You could take advantage of the promo code simply-bitcoin. Get a 10% discount. Get yourself a hat. It's dope. Rep it. Anyways, represent Simply Bitcoin merch. Anyways, Opti, let's get to some of the scores. Let's check it out. First one by Rave Elevator. I give the memes one bear whale gravestone. Very nice.
Bars.
Next one by Tatum. My meme review score is a stack of flashcards with notable fictional characters and their names. Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, go on.
Very nice. Next one by Phil C. Is I give these memes the inverse Kramer. But Fran Ark. I give the memes six...
6,700 armed guards for the WF meeting.
Amazing.
Elaine Lowell says, I give the memes universal exposure of Musk's real backers. Oh, maybe that's why. Anyways, Bitcoin Becca, I give the memes a copy of the Bitcoin white paper signed by Yellow, aka Satoshi.
Wow, confirmed. Confirmed by the meme factory.
My meme score is Yellow's the profit. Yellow is Satoshi. The news just got released on Simply Bitcoin. It's confirmed.
Malaka.
I give those memes all the banned and on GitHub accounts. Very, very nice. Brandon, thank you.
Shouts out to Yellow. He made that Citadel cover. Let's go.
Citadel cover by me. Oh,
let's go.
Thank you, Satoshi. Okay, next one. Max Trotter. I give a WMD, weapons of mass decentralization. Very, ooh, very, very nice. Ooh, all right, okay. Opti, before you read
the one.
Oh, Yellow, I give the memes a Maxi's Club autocorrect from he to she. Very, very nice. Thanks, Yellow. Appreciate it. All right, guys, check out Simply Bitcoin Unfiltered. It's a written version of this show. We have an army of writers that are dropping the signal, dropping the sauce. Welcome to our new writer, just joined yesterday. Super awesome. Go to www.simplybitcoin.news, subscribe. It's absolutely free. Get those new Simply Bitcoin signals straight to your inbox. All right. Also join Simply Bitcoin's Telegram group. Also free. Go to t.me/simplybitcointv. It's a party in there. There's over 700 people. It's a good time. Opti, pleb site or software?
It's going to be a pleb site. Shameless plug today.
Let's do it.
Pleb sites.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel, and there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys. So like I said, shameless plug. Go check out simplybitcoin.news, simplybitcoin.substack.com if it doesn't reroute you or whatever. But like Nico said, we have armies of writers out there. People are sending me some stuff, and I will look through it this weekend, and we'll try to get more people to get their articles written on our site. But the reason I wanted to plug this one is because I knew what I was going to cover on the culture today. And shout out to one of our latest writers, Kumo. This article, You Are the Signal, I wanted to plug it today because I really want you guys to go read this, internalize this, and go out there and propagate the Bitcoin message. You are the signal. And it is an information war out there, guys. So go read this. Go support all of our writers. And we'll be back on Monday for you guys. So actually, hold on, Nico. Before we go, I did remember that we got it is Friday. So I did get the fountain comments and the streams.
There you go.
I am on the ball this morning. Anyways, I can't read all of these, so I'm just going to
shout out to the people.
Yeah,
here.
I'm just going to shout out the people. We got Clark Ian streaming us sats, 14 sats at a time on our show the other day. We got @Watts_bar streaming us one sat, and literally this was going on forever. Like it went on for so long. So shouts out to you two. We got a few more over here. We got a few Anon streams. You know, 9 sats, 8 sats. Shouts out to you, bro. And then we got a few more sats from Navigator, 9 sats at a time. We appreciate it, bro. And we got this one by Kaz Pelan, 16 sats at a time. So really appreciate you guys. And then the last one, shouts out to user 617714413839490 6, streaming us 5 sats at a time. We really appreciate all the love, guys. It means the world to us. It means a lot. Again, if you want to catch the show in audio form, we are on Anchor, Spotify, app. I swear we're on all the podcasting apps out there, but we are a part of the value for value economy, like we just mentioned. And every Friday we will read your comments. I'll mention people that streamed us sats. If you guys are clipping us, I'll try to remember to get those mentions as well from Twitter. So really appreciate all the love. Again,
spread the Bitcoin signal, not only simply Bitcoin, just spread all the signal, put your hat in the ring, and make more Bitcoin signal out there. There is not enough because the world has not woken up to what Bitcoin is yet, and it is upon us as individuals to spread that signal. Be the change you want to see in the world by being an awesome person, an awesome Bitcoiner. So, man, another week down, Nika. Let's go.
Amen. I'm going to play that every time Opti does his thing. Saint Opti. All right, everybody. It's another week of Simply Bitcoin. This wouldn't be possible without you all. So love you. Really appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. Thank you all so much. Simply Bitcoin is a growing team. So if you feel like you want to contribute, please hit us up over DM, whether it's writing, helping us with video content. Speaking of video content, we have the second Simply Bitcoin video essay dropping tomorrow. It's premiering live.
This one's good.
You definitely don't want to miss it. I want to credit all the awesome Bitcoiners that helped this, that made this possible. Shout out Dell. He's a writer and narrator. Shout out John. He was the editor. Animators, Ivan, and of course, producer is Paul. So definitely check that out tomorrow. We're going to get progressively better.
What time are we dropping that, Nico? What time are we dropping that?
It is scheduled for tomorrow at 12:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you definitely don't want to miss its YouTube premiere. We're going to keep getting continuously better at these. Feel like it's there. These are very important and they're very thorough in the topics that they cover, that they cover. And it's made by Bitcoiners, man. That's what makes it so special. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. If you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Smash that like button. Consider subscribing if you feel like we provided you value. Number one thing you could do, what Opti mentioned, share this content, push it far and wide. And in fact, share all Bitcoin content. The party continues for about another half an hour. We are going to be on Twitter Spaces. Opti is going to be holding it down with our boy, producer Jacob. And of course, it's a co-hosted space by our friends over at Swan Bitcoin. Best place to stack sats built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. Love you all. We will see you Monday at 12:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live.